Welcome to Manager Tools. This is Kate.
And this is Sarah.
Today's cast, Celebrate Yellow Tasks, part 2 of 2.
The questions this cast answers are, how can I motivate my team to meet deadlines? How can I reduce surprise missed deadlines and deliverables? And what is a great way to help my projects stay on time?
If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening. Coming up in the next few weeks, we have some really exciting offerings. First, our virtual EMC is being presented with live translation to Spanish over Zoom starting October 29th at 10 a.m. Eastern. We'd love to have you. We're presenting the event in English and live in Spanish. Second, November 5th and 6th, Mark Horseman, one of our co-founders, is presenting our Chicago in-person EMC and ECC. You can sign up for either the virtual event with Spanish or to come see Mark at manager-tools.com/training. We don't shoot the messenger. So step one is don't respond negatively. Step two is say good.
Mm-hmm. Catch the ball. Essentially, you have to say something to Kate's point. You can't have an angry face, a grumpy face. You don't want to scowl or make a noise. You have to say something. So when someone tells you they've missed or that they're going to miss, just say good. For the record, that's different from finding out that they've missed after they've already missed, when they haven't told you that they were going to miss, or they haven't told you themselves and someone else told you. So this is the situation where, again, they've come to you, there is a deadline upcoming, and they're letting you know, I'm going to miss, or we are missing. And you say, good. And yeah. The saying of good, I suppose, in this case is why our guidance today is called Celebrating Yellow. If it isn't clear, because some of you may not do projects to the degree that others of us do.
Or you call it amber.
Or you call it amber, exactly. A yellow or amber deliverable is one that is about to be due.
Well, I think if they don't use it, we should probably be clear. In our sheets, if its due date is not imminent, then it's clear. It's white.
It's white, yeah.
No fill. Mm-hmm. If it's a certain number of days away, depending on the task, it goes yellow.
Yes.
As if to say, hey, this is coming up, to draw attention. And those are the ones we work. Mm-hmm. And once it is overdue, it's red.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and it's green when it's done.
And it's green when it's done. Exactly. And
yeah.
We all like green. Okay. So going back then to either the project management spreadsheets you've got right now, or to our earlier point in this cast, the creation of these tracking sheets, if you will, you're going to have to determine how long or how soon in advance of a deliverable these things go yellow or amber. It could be 1 day or 2 days. It could be 5 days. And whether or not, or when I should say, your deliverable turns yellow is going to be based upon your work, based upon what you do, the cadence of the work, the size of the work that you do. It's going to be different probably for every person listening to this podcast. So there's not a right answer or wrong answer. Yellow deliverables are ones that are yet to be due, but unless the deliverable is trivial in scope, have become at risk of being red or not completed by the deadline. We're getting so close that by now we better know whether or not we can hit the deadline.
Yeah.
Because if things are still in the air, we're going to miss. It's just an early warning indicator.
Another thing that's going to be helpful, and you'll hear this if you go listen to our other content about it, is deliverables in your sheet should never have an and. It should always be one.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to watch out for yellows that are, the scope is too big because it includes an and.
Yeah.
Like a two-step deliverable.
I'm only a third of the way done. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because you have to do X and Y.
Mm-hmm.
Those should be two tasks such that we can understand scope, especially if one of them is like call somebody and find out this information and the next one is put it into the email. Well, the one where you call probably has a longer time period that it might take because you can't rely that the other person's going to pick up the phone this week.
Yeah.
It could be on vacation, etc. In that case, those two things need to be separate such that we can gauge how long the time frame for yellow should be.
Mm-hmm.
Because if once I have the information, putting it in the email is pretty quick.
Yeah.
And so you could get green pretty fast. So you do have to watch out for conjunctions.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
deliverables.
Yeah. And folks, these happen. Kate and I know this because we have so many management spreadsheets tracking different items, conferences, events, items, products, whatever it may be. And you will want to make these conjunctions because the individual who's responsible for the task will say to you, oh, but I always do those things at the same time. I mean, I do them at the same time, in the same sitting. Like I always, as soon as I make that phone call, I send that email. But then they don't. And that's great for the person doing it. Again, tracking spreadsheets aren't for more information or knowledge or insight into the tasks that the person is doing for their own benefit. It's for the
it's
other's benefit. Right. Like what if between that phone call and them doing email, they got a call from their kid's school and there's an emergency and they have to run. And now they would have done it normally, but they didn't. And no one can tell how far into that event, that task being done, that individual left it. So don't let people tell you that they should keep these conjunctions because it makes sense for them. It's not about them. It's about the organization receiving the communication required to take action on those behaviors.
Also, if they truly do both at the same time in this particular case, because sometimes that does happen, marking the sheet done is the easiest thing in the world. It's a copy paste. It is extra 0.25 seconds. So I'm not trying to quibble about the fact that if there's two tasks, you have to mark it twice.
Yeah.
That's not really fully accurate. So, okay. Another example, in agile organizations using sprints, deliverables are usually created to be able to be done within a day. So they don't have ands, and they utilize a process, right, where identifying deliverables that are due in 5 days would be overkill.
Yeah.
But that's not true for the majority of organizations. In technology, where sprints are more common, and in non-software development organizations, where deliverables tend to take longer to complete. Sometimes it's a distinction between individual contributors and managers. Oftentimes, a lot of individual contributor behavior doesn't require as much communication. And so it is more box checking type work. Like that kind of thing is more likely. And as you move up the org chart, it's more often that it has to be more collaborative, in which case it does take longer. So it is worth noting there's some scale and scope here associated with the levels of the organization involved. So to go back to our guidance, when someone notifies you that their deliverable is at risk, again, you say, good.
Yeah. And folks, we do it, or we say good because we want to both honor their candor and their foresightedness. And we want to help them make their deliverable by the deadline. We might be able to agree on a new deadline and change it on the plan. To Kate's few earlier point, we might be able to bring in more resources. Let's rally the troops. Let's get other people. Us knowing in advance allows us to potentially change the outcome. We could even offer them resources potentially to help them meet the deadline. And we'll talk about those that regularly do this later, when we talk about tracking deadline performance by individuals. But there's any number of things that we can do with this information that we couldn't have done if we didn't know it. So
yeah,
being mad about it right now doesn't get us any closer to solving the problem. And what we all want is solving the problem.
Yes. And they may, upon hearing you say good, express surprise.
That wouldn't surprise me.
But it's worth sharing this with y'all because most people will when you first implement this. But here's how to continue. If they express their surprise, you say, yes, it's good that you let me know. I'm glad that you're thinking ahead. I'm glad you're thinking about risk. I'm glad you're thinking about impact to others. I want to know when something goes yellow and you're worried about it. There are things we can do to help get you there. Mm-hmm. This is probably a challenging behavior for many managers. Good.
Yeah.
You're aware of your previous shoot the messenger behavior, keeping people from telling you about project and work tracking risks.
Yeah.
But we're just going to shift.
Exactly. We're just going to shift, folks. I mean, just because that's the way you've always done it, and just because there's that evil little voice inside of you that wants to make them in trouble because you're ticked off, doesn't mean that you should feed it. It doesn't at all. And part of the, well, I actually say this a lot of times at our conferences, when I'm talking to managers about the things we help them overcome, folks, a lot of the things that we're talking about here, while we're talking about them as beneficial to helping you as a manager, you should know. A lot of the problems, if you will, that we experience, they're not manager problems or direct problems. They're human being problems. These are just human things. This is a psychology of human beings. This is just how people's minds work. So Mark will tell, or often tells a story about situations in the past where he would call his former wife when he was going to be late home from work. He'd call it, let's say 3:30, and say, I'm sorry, but I'm going to be a little late tonight. Something's come up. And as you can imagine, when he did, he was chewed out. His wife knew that he has a busy job running and growing the company, but she wanted to come home at the usual time for dinner with his family. So she told him, often assertively, we'll call it, how disappointed she was in that behavior. And then, as you can imagine, when he returned home late, having had this previous phone call, he heard that same thing again. And then, of course, dinner's a somber affair, etc. So what did he learn to do? What do you think he learned to do? What would you have done? Yeah, you guessed it. He just stopped calling in advance. Not the right approach. However, again, we mentioned this earlier. Do you want to be chewed out once or do you want to be chewed out twice? Despite your desire to let someone know in advance, if you learn a lesson, which many people on your team have learned, well, if I go to them now, I'm going to get chewed out now and then I'm going to get chewed out later. They will learn the same lesson that Mark did. That is, let's only get chewed out once. It's not the best approach, but it's human behavior. It's what we do.
Yeah, the response of the person notified of a miss causes people to change their behavior in order to minimize the negative impacts of the miss.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you change the way you respond to work and project risk, you'll get different behaviors from those who work for you and those who work with you.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't do it. It's not a good approach. Are you ready to roll into 2025 with your managers and professionals ready to tackle results with either management or communication behaviors? We still can get to you this year. Don't be shy to reach out to Maggie and see how we can make this happen. Organizational training made cost-effective and convenient for your teams delivered by Manager Tools. Contact Maggie by emailing her at maggie@manager-tools.com today.
We would like to recommend that you talk about and celebrate yellow deliverables.
Yeah, exactly.
Whenever you're having a project or work status meeting, don't just talk about red deliverables. Move upstream in the project and progress and focus on yellow deliverables. A good way to do this is to make yellow deliverables the first thing you cover in your meeting. Call out future risk. If you've implemented the tracking systems we mentioned earlier, you've got a spreadsheet or equivalent showing colors versus mm-hmm. having to constantly scan the list and do math to figure out what might be yellow. So conditional formatting. When going over the yellow deliverables, focus on fixing them mm-hmm. and not on finding out why they're yellow. We don't need a fault tree analysis. We need a path forward discussion. Pointing out previously made mistakes doesn't solve the risk of the missed deadlines. And again, encourages a lack of candor about risks among everyone on your team. Focusing on the why of the miss is a form of punishment.
Mm-hmm. Regardless of what you want or what you intend, folks, it is seen that way.
Right. You could see it as teaching, mm-hmm. but if you apply the middleman test, you'll realize it's felt by the receivers as punishment. And I would also say, if it gets yellow every single time, if it's a repetitive task and it's yellow every single time, maybe we need to make some assessments.
Yeah, exactly.
Any one situation where we're at risk is episodic and we shouldn't be trying to figure out the problem, especially because guess what? It's the person who does the task's responsibility to figure out how to solve the problem.
Exactly.
That's not what this meeting is for. And we've mentioned it before, punishment, especially mm-hmm. public, which is what would be happening in this meeting, doesn't cause fixing of the issue. It causes the avoidance of future punishment, mm-hmm. which means less candor and more surprise reds.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I can imagine some people out there thinking to themselves, if they're anything like manager tools with all the many, many tracking spreadsheets, it's a lot to talk about both the reds and the yellows. And then you might totally be in that situation. If you feel like it's too much to talk about both reds and yellows, delegate the handling of reds to your number two, perhaps to be done after the meeting, with a report from your number two on actions taken. So delegate part of the responsibility for this tracking to your right hand. And it's a great development opportunity for your number two. It helps them deal with what will surely be the inevitable problems all projects and work streams have. So this is a great opportunity for them to learn how to deal with what, again, this is day-to-day life as a manager. They need some practice if this is what they're going to do one day, for sure.
Yeah. If you think this is backwards, think again. If all you do every project meeting is discuss reds and how to get them done, you're always going to be fighting only reds, and you'll never get to move upstream to the yellows, which are still salvageable.
Mm-hmm.
And yay, that's really exciting. Also, another technique that we use here a little bit is before the meeting, I have somebody who goes in and looks at the sheet and asks people about their tasks that are red.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, but sometimes what happens is they're red because they forgot to mark them.
Oh, that's done. I forgot to mark it.
100% happens every single week.
Yeah.
We have somebody who goes in and talks to those people and says, hey, you have these three reds. Are they really red? Which really helps. And also, if it's 24 to 48 hours before the meeting, they probably have time to get green in some cases. So that's good.
I would also say, folks, if you've got an individual or individuals who are typically repeat offenders, I'll say, because usually they are. Usually it's a person or people. It's not
usually. We have that too.
Yeah, we have that too. I mean, we also have people who do it occasionally because they're traveling or whatever it may be, and they didn't get to do it because they got home late or whatever it may be.
It's me and Sarah.
Yeah, that would be us. But yeah, like if you have a person or people who are generally in these reporting sessions, oh my gosh, I did that. I just forgot to mark it. Have them put a, let's say, 15-minute block of time on their calendar the day before the meeting or the morning before the meeting and have them go through and review all the things. Will it alleviate all the instances where, oh, that was actually done? No, it will not. But it will allow for you to go through the what could be, I know for us it is, a large quantity of items that need to be discussed in this meeting. It could be a lot. So that those kind of activities can help as well.
Even myself, I have on my calendar, recurring basis, more than 24 hours before the meeting. It's like 28 hours before the meeting where we review these items. I have time blocked off to review the sheets.
Yeah.
Like that's what I have in my calendar. Even myself, who is less often a repeat offender, administrative and repetitive tasks, especially ones that you have to do that are going to go into these meetings, are worth having on your calendar.
Yeah.
It's definitely like I have a 30-minute time blocked off, but it's not just the one sheet, right? It's a number of sheets, a number of other items that have to get done and that I'm going to be read tomorrow if I didn't check.
Yeah.
So it is something that you can put in your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And we recommend you have a positive attitude when you're reviewing these near time due yellow deliverables.
Mm-hmm.
Don't approach it with an attitude of worry or show concern. That will be seen as foreshadowing. So foreshadowing that there will be hell to pay if the yellows end up becoming reds or missing deadlines.
Yeah. Again, if people see you as not just, let's say, punishing them, but punishing other people for their near-term potentially misses, then they will learn that same lesson. Well, I don't want to be that person. So I guess I should just not report on it. And yeah, so just be aware of that. So the way it could look or how it might sound is, okay, team, so let's look at our yellows for the week between now and our next meeting. First on the list is the collaborative list. That's due tomorrow. Where are we on the collaborative list? What's the risk of it turning red? What do you need? Do you need more time as long as that doesn't endanger dependencies? Do you need help from someone? Can I make a phone call or reach out to someone to get their response moving? This is the proactive approach, folks. It's, okay, what can I do to help? What can anyone in this room do to help? And actually, to go back to something you were talking about earlier, Kate, remote work. Folks, at Manager Tools, we've been remote for over 10 years now, 20 years, I guess, since the beginning of the company.
Yeah. And you and I have been remote for 10,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that I know a lot of newly remote, if you will, people struggled with at the beginning of the going to work from home was this, I'm managing a team of people. I think some of the people on my team are like full out, like are overwhelmed, are underwater, are working their fingers to the bone. But I also think there are some other people on my team who are eating bonbons in the middle of the afternoon because they really don't have that much going on. And that happens in remote work. Because if you were in the same office and one person was pulling their hair out in stress and running around trying to get things done, you'd see that person looking frantic and you would see the other people reading a book. But when we're remote, you can't tell. So a really good way to reshuffle, I want to say, workload, to balance the workload between the people on your team is to have these proactive conversations. Hey, is there somebody that can help? Does somebody have some bandwidth? Anybody have like a minute or two that they could help this person out today? And oftentimes someone will volunteer. It's just when we don't know someone else needs help, no one's going to be walking around and be like, oh, hey, I've got a bunch of bandwidth. If anybody needs anything today, just let me know. Not really busy over here. No one does that. No one says that.
Right.
So help them get the help they may need in this case.
Yeah. Which leads to our next recommendation to offer resources and ask for more frequent updates. We've mentioned offering resources in our example of how to cover yellows. This is the proactive way to reduce and hope with all of our little hearts to eliminate red deliverables. But this isn't the way most managers approach the challenge. What most of us do is focus on reds, finding out why, playing who shot John.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know that phrase, we don't mean who shot John as whiskey or moonshine or a long involved explanation. We use it to describe the effort of assigning blame for the present status of something at risk, finding out who's responsible. We already know who's responsible, you, the manager,
yep,
and the task owner combined, full stop.
Mm-hmm.
Who shot John is a often used and always stupid waste of effort.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Folks, we're not trying to find out. Exactly. We don't need to find out who's responsible. We know who's responsible. We're not trying to find out what happened. What happened right now is completely irrelevant. What we're trying to do in this moment is not cast blame or figure out who's responsible. What we're trying to figure out is how can we fix it in order to meet the deadline? That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get out ahead of it. That's the proactive, forward-thinking approach. And doing a whose fault is it, having a big conversation or discussion about why did this occur, is exactly the opposite of fixing the problem. It's looking into mm-hmm. the past, and we're trying to make the future more productive here.
Which is why, because we're focused on the future, it's totally reasonable to ask for more frequent reporting on yellow deliverables. If it's Tuesday and the deliverables due on Friday, our future is shortened.
Mm-hmm.
And if that Friday deadline in your system makes it yellow, ask for daily updates. We only have 3 days to get it done. You can either have the deliverable owner ping you every day, require them to report daily in the shared tracking document, or have them send out a note to everyone on the project or workstream every day. There's also ways, like in Google Sheets, we annotate cells with notes about progress.
Mm-hmm.
We have found that if you communicate it well, which means positively, because remember with a yellow, they're not late yet.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They haven't missed.
Yeah.
That's the thing that gets me in the EMC when people are like, oh, well, they should have given me more notice. Like, this is negative. It's like, but they haven't missed.
Yeah, they haven't missed yet.
Like, this is like asking for whipped cream on your sundae.
Right.
Even though it was free.
It's like, yeah.
Okay, but.
It's like, I hate it.
They haven't. I know.
It's free, but it's not good enough.
Not good enough.
I wanted better.
Thanks. Right. How dare you hand me this lackluster Sunday?
Exactly.
We have found that if you do this well with a positive attitude,
yep,
this won't be seen as punishment. Rather, it'll be seen as managing risk.
Mm-hmm.
So a way to do it well is to say this. Okay, the collaborators list is yellow. We can proceed no problem, as long as you tell me that it's going to get done. If you think it's really at risk, that's okay. And I'm glad to talk about it because we're not red yet. And to make sure we're all aware of the risks leading up to the deadline, we can also have daily updates from Sarah, whoever the deliverable owner's name is. What do we want to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And folks, when you start doing this, when you start changing the narrative, if you will, or talking about yellows, doing so positively with an effort and eye toward fixing the future, your team is going to learn. You'll know who in your organization can handle a yellow without you having to get into the weeds and ask for additional reporting. Yeah. And you'll know who, if they have a yellow, you need to make sure you're following up with constantly because they're going to need the extra pushing. Don't hesitate to consider that and be more prescriptive for the people that show a tendency to need more assistance. So for instance, okay, on this one, I'd like daily reporting. Your call. Do you just want to ping me or ping everybody or provide daily progress on the notes sharing document? How do you want to do it? Those people that need more, a little bit more tracking.
Oversight.
Exactly. In the group meeting, there's nothing wrong with saying to one person, okay, yep, just let us know when you keep us posted. And then another person, okay, send us daily updates. You can do that to two different people in the same meeting. That's totally fine. You're managing based upon what your team can handle, not managing them as a group.
Yeah, they're individuals.
And that's the approach. Exactly.
And we treat them as individuals.
Yeah.
In another way, we do the same thing. We're keeping track of deadline performance. Mm-hmm. One last small point here before we close. Keep track of who on your team is requiring more help and those who get their work done by their deadlines. You should be able to do this in your head. You don't need a tracking spreadsheet just yet for most projects and work. If it comes to that, okay, fine. But don't burden yourself immediately with a new document right now that will require upkeep. Take time in your one-on-ones with each of your directs to talk to them individually about their status. Call up the tracking document. Mm-hmm. It's another great way to get ready for the meeting in which we talk about it, is to talk about it individually in one-on-ones about status and go over their status in the one-on-one, in the document, on the work streams they're involved in, offer help, you or someone else or training or to laterally, you know, shift some work for a couple of days such that there's more bandwidth. This will help in performance review preparation and also them understanding where their performance review falls on the scale to some extent. And this is going to go into your one-on-one notes, which means, okay, good. We'll have it documented so it can be included.
Exactly, because that's what we're going to use to create those reviews. So it'll be handy.
Yeah.
All in one location.
And if you're listening to this as it's coming out, PSA, guys, it's performance review time for most of us.
Yeah.
It's also, by the way, time to buy your Christmas presents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also just, that.
Like,
a lot of things happen at this time of year.
You know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't you started making the list?
Yeah, exactly. And there's no time like the present. Don't be like, oh yeah, well, let's wait till next year, because you're going to forget and this podcast is not going to be top of mind. Start doing what you can do now. At least it's something. Folks, we've got to get over punishing people for their red deliverables. It doesn't work. It just doesn't. We've learned, people, the proactive, effective manager focuses on yellows, celebrates them even. When you are informed of risk, say good. Thank them for the communication. Tell them that's what professionals do. Move upstream in your projects. You'll get more communication, always better, and better project reporting, and also, in turn, more projects in scope, on time, and on budget, and that's what we all want.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week with a new topic. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.